And so I was, you know, trying to get all that work done. And so I worked all day long on Monday. And then Tuesday, well, about 2 a.m. Tuesday morning, I woke up, and I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but basically I had stuff coming out of both ends. Just, you know, stuff both ends. And it wasn't, you know, I would wake up and not to get too gross. Oh, shit. I don't remember how to do this. Not to get too graphic, but it was to the point where if I sneezed or something, this would have made a good short story for Fatty because, I mean, I don't even remember any specifics. Maybe I'll call it just some random thing in. But I know we've got quite a while until Shart Week.
God, Santa's
not dead. Anything but dead.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Fatty online.
Shart Week.
Or whatever it. Whatever. Yeah, it's called Shart Week, right? So anyway, again, without getting too graphic, if I cough. Or sneeze, or laugh, or anything, something was going to come out. And I had to wash sheets. I had to wash, luckily, our couch. We keep couch cushion covers on. Because I was laying on the couch a lot, and I would cough, and something would sneak out, and it got on the couch cover. So then I had to take care of that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4607. BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 7th. Of October 2025, y'all coming up on today. Say it with me. Y'all gonna tell you all about my day and talk about the quiz programs. Big Fatty. Hello, returners. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're returners today because y'all, opening you just heard, y'all, that was the Monday a little show of the Crooked Hat Show. And y'all, he is back. Y'all, it sounds like hell. Sounds like he's still got the bubonic epizootic. Evidently, maybe, hopefully, he's plugged up his butthole. Hey, vulgar. Anyway, Crooked Hat, we're delighted to hear all about. We've heard enough about your explosive diarrhea. Oh yes, Big Fatty, and at least we didn't get in any more information on the rainbow yawn. Anyway, good to have you back, y'all. He's only going to do 3 shows this week so he can get back on his numbering system. But y'all, I think his numbering system, he's going to do 3 shows, but I think his numbering system is going to be off by 1. That's his journey. We'll let him find his way on that. Big Fatty, that sounded, well, I don't know how that sounded, but it was certainly better than hearing about him shitting the bed.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today. Today, the 7th of October, y'all, we have not one, not two, not but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, two of them are alive, one's dead, two of them are human beings, and two of them are animals. Big Fatty, I thought you said there were three. I did. You said two are human and two are animals. Well, maybe one of them is both. Big Fatty, let's get to it. Y'all, our first celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is the puppy dog of a former podcaster. I met him in Lost Wages back in the first year, I think it was. Y'all, he's up there in Wisconsin, I think, or someplace like that. Or maybe I don't know, Minnesota. I don't know. But he's up there. He's up there. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm talking about the puppy dog of the one and only Timmy Sims. Y'all, I'm talking about Lexi. Big Fatty, we love Lexi. We do indeed. And y'all, then a former listener of the little show and lots of Pride 48 little shows. Y'all, the only person I know that met this listener was Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. This person was working at the Welcome Center. Oh, Big Fatty, Miss Kitty loved to work the rest areas. I know he was working at the actual Welcome Center. Oh, well, that's very different, yes. Y'all, after he died, you kept getting messages on his your daily horoscope, emphasis on horror, because y'all, he was dead. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Lord Byron. Big Fatty, we love Lord Byron. And y'all, finally. All right, Big Fatty, that was one human and one animal, so the last one must be both. It's true. Come on. Y'all, you hear Big Fatty talk about him all the time. Y'all, he proclaims the soup night. And Dr. Stone has never seen him. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the Weather Rat. Big Fatty, we love the Weather Rat. And y'all, wish him a big old piece of cake. Birthday to you. Yes, that's the morning show that had that Mariette Hotley on it and Bob Saget and I don't remember the other guy's name. It was like Foster Brooks. Y'all, can you imagine a morning show hosted by Foster Brooks? Big Fatty, I would pay to watch that. I would love it. Y'all, that should be a Saturday Night Live skit. Yes, Big Fatty, but, it was Roland Smith. Okay. Yes, Big Fatty, Foster Brooks was better. But anyway, y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, I recorded the LFC with old Vader, and, if you hadn't heard it, Vader got a call from the skull, and he played it for me. Y'all, it was horrifying. Horrifying. And by the way, just in case you don't remember, he still hates you.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Let's just see here now. What did I do after that? Y'all, I watched the CBS Weekend News. And y'all, they've got, I've mentioned this before, but they've got those robotic studio cameras, and they move all by themselves. Y'all, they've even got them over there at the where Miss Gayle King is now broadcasting. They have the robotic cameras, and y'all, it's just kind of creepy, but I find it very interesting. Very interesting that's the way that's going. And y'all, then after that, y'all, I fixed me a little popcorn. Probably shouldn't have done that because it kind of gave me the for the rest of the evening. Y'all, by the way, I heard Cricket Hat was having problems with what is it called? The GERD, you know, the upchucking, except it doesn't come out. And y'all, Durwood, this is a little medical minute, if you will. Durwood says, got Big Fatty to start doing a shot of a pickle juice. Y'all, you can find it in your Von's East, right there with the Winnegas. Y'all, just a shot of pickle juice, and you won't have the GERD anymore. Big Fatty, thank you for calling. It's true. Just leave the copay on the... the special chat. Well, no, but anyway, anyway, after that, y'all watched 60 minutes, and y'all, it was good. They had they were talking about these planes that are run by the OWL, you know, the AL,
Big Fatty, I think that's an I, not an L,
but it looks like an L. What is that? That's the last of that poke that I cooked on the grill.
Yes, Big Fatty's probably went bad a couple of days ago, and you just went ahead and do a double shot of the pickle juice tonight. Maybe I will. But anyway, y'all, I also
had... a coupon for the Kools. And y'all, you know, a while back I had a little an incident with my toaster oven where it kind of caught on fire.
Big Fatty?
I was here y'all, it's just there had gotten some butter or something had dripped down and it caught fire. It's just stunk up the place, and everything kind of has that burnt flavor, just a hint of it.
Big Fatty, are you sure it's not burnt toast? Are you having a stroke, a malady?
So y'all, I used my 40% off coupon to get me a new, what do you call that? The convection toaster oven for 40% off. Plus, I had some Kool's cash, and that's been ordered. After that, y'all, I sat the past couple of nights. I have sat down and turned the TV machine off, and started reading. Not necessarily the book club. What I've actually done is just kind of looked through my first two issues of the National Geographic.
Yes, Big Fatty, Mr. Cackle canceled his subscription, probably because I got one. Yes, Big Fatty, probably.
And y'all, by the way, Mr. Cackle and Mr. K, y'all, they've got these gay crema parties that they've got to go to. And, you know, poor Mr. K, he gets the hand-me-downs. Let's see. What was I going to say? Other than having the... I did get up and take the pickle juice after I'd crawled into the chamber. But y'all got up on Monday morning. I had my breakfast. Y'all, I had cheese toast and some Bafrin and my McCorfrey and did my puzzles, read my e-paper. And y'all, then I was off. Actually, I wasn't off because, y'all, it was raining. So Big Fatty walked for about an hour here in the villa. Y'all caught up on the parts of the Miss Jane Pauley show that I did not get to see on Sunday. Then y'all, they were having the termite inspection today.
And so the guy came right at noon, and you know, is nothing of nothing terrible. And let's see what else. And then after that, y'all, I decided I was gonna walk outside a little bit, so I headed out on a midday nipple walk. All I did was Fat Acres, and came back, and did I do all of Fat Acres? Yeah, I think I did most of Fat Acres, let's put it that way. And came back, had the poke for my lunch, late lunch, or and early bird supper. Y'all, I'm right now, I'm just stuffed to the gills. Stuffed to the gills, I tell you. And anyway, I am recording the little show. Y'all, I'm working on the project that you'll hear all about next week. So y'all just keep that in mind. But y'all, before the time gets away from me, I want to do this. Yeah, gussie, Big Fatty. Y'all, that's because I've got two gas reports. Y'all, the first, that's Stevie B. You know, he's out there in the one of the meatloaf states. I think it's the Nebraska. It looks like the iron. He's sent in a gas report, $2.34 a gallon. And then the Laughing Buddha, you know, he's the number one fan of the BFO for 2025. Y'all, $3.09 a gallon. So, gentlemen, thank you so much for that. And y'all, about the only other thing I've got to talk about are the quiz programs. Now, y'all, I've watched the first two episodes of The Survivor in Crooked Hat. I'm going to spoil some things here, so don't listen. but y'all, they threw out the one tribe. It just can't do anything right. And y'all, they're down two people. You know, they're just decimated. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, kind of like what Crooked Hat did, all over the couch, defecated. No, decimated. Oh, never mind. And y'all, The preview for this week, y'all, there was evidently some kind of medical emergency, and all I heard on the commercial is he still breathing? Big Fatty! So, y'all, put that in your VRC, and y'all, there's some cuties. And y'all, I've watched the first two episodes of The Big Run. y'all, they're all
Big Brother
former players, and they've brought somebody on to be their partner. And y'all, the first episode, it was nothing but a comedy of errors. The team that got sent home, but y'all, they couldn't do anything right. And y'all, I'll just tell you this: I'm not dissatisfied with who went home either of the weeks. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, probably heading over to, what do you call that place? Shady Pines. Yes, Big Fatty. Unless we decide to go to the Page's Okra Grill, you know, Big Fatty loves the Okra Grill. Y'all, by the way, I am recording as the CBS Evening News is on, so I'll catch up on that in a little bit. And of course, you know, we'll have to watch the Jeopardy and the... I don't know what I'll watch tonight. Big Fatty, I'm sure it'll be something. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Crooked Hat and his colonic catastrophes. But anyway, anything you want to say you missed?
Big Fatty Online.
Oh, well, we missed you too. And are you a ventriloquist? You sounded like Stinkpot.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.